Do you want us to whoop you up before the game? Is that what you guys want? Do you want us to get you whooped up, or do you want us to tell you the truth?
Well, who better to do that than us?
We've turned shows into 4-hour pep rallies before.
This has been 3 hours of a downer so far. Not going to lie.
We talked some Cavs, and that wasn't a downer. And we talked Ohio State and Indiana. That wasn't a downer. Well, you kind of made it a downer. You took a number two on one of the greatest stories in college football this year.
Number two on number five.
Well said. That's what you did. It is snowing out there, by the way, everybody, in most places. I saw Stacey Fry down in Kent. It looks like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah,
it
looked like a blizzard.
Yeah. So be careful. You know what happens when it happens with the first snow. I was on my way home yesterday. It was windy and rainy. And boy, there were wrecks all over the place. Wrecks all over.
First one. Yeah, Tancheck over at 19 texted me, said, not super windy tonight. It'll feel like 33 degrees with a wind chill, rain and snow. He also added Browns win, trap game.
Oh, trap game.
Let's go. Tancheck says it.
All right, let's go. Finally.
We are ready to roll.
A guy who looks like my older brother. He does. He's better looking than me. I'll admit it.
I agree.
Yeah. Smarter, he's a meteorologist. I can't be no meteorologist. I can't do no math. Science, ain't doing that. Ain't doing that, no.
Are you allowed as a Browns fan to rip away somebody's terrible towel and get away with it when it's here?
No, that's...
That, you don't think so?
You shouldn't do that. That's kind of an assault on their person. And plus, what are you going to do? You're going to start some sort of a hey-roo.
Yeah.
And tonight, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Some people are making it seem like you're going to be outnumbered. So I don't want that I don't want a bunch of Steelers fans getting upset with me in our own building.
That's just a towel, though.
They're in a bad mood, Tone. I told you. They're calling in. They're saying they hope that there's a bunch of Steelers fans there. It's the first time I've ever dealt with this in 13 years. You said you wanted me to do a pep rally or an emotional pregame speech. I can't do an emotional pregame speech. If they're playing for their lives, I would have wanted you to play for my life earlier. But it seems like it's gone in the wrong direction from the very beginning. It feels so much like 2019. Because everybody thought the offense was going to be great before 2019.
Do you trust them to play for your life, Ken?
No.
Well, it's because of that fourth quarter. For three quarters, you had entertaining football. I know it wasn't great football.
Wow, congratulations. You played three solid quarters of football.
But that's the that's what was so perplexing is for that fourth quarter to come out of nowhere. That you sat there.
But it didn't come out of nowhere.
Running right through him like that?
Yeah, exactly. It didn't. You know why? Because you gave up a touchdown, and then you gave up a stupid punt return that may very well have been a touchdown, but you gave that up, and you knew when they had a short field, you knew they were going to make it a 14-point game. And when it was a 14-point game, they said, well, time to get back on the plane. That's it. You knew damn well. Don't act like it just happened by accident. That didn't happen by accident. They went and they took the game from you. And he gave up, and you got 395 yards through the air, which just ended up being a candy bar of calories, and that's it. It gave you no nutritional value as an offense. You still think what you think. I mean, I'm even saying that, hey, I like Jerry Jeudy. I can't even get you to like Jerry Jeudy over it after that play.
I thought that was a great play by
Jeudy.
Yeah,
but you still don't think much of Jerry Jeudy. I'm going, hey, we got Jerry Jeudy. He's pretty decent.
Let's do that tonight against Pittsburgh, and now we're talking. How about that?
216-474-0092.
That was a Joe Woods defense. This is Pittsburgh. This is different. TJ Watt has dominated the Cleveland Browns. It's a matchup that even if you are like
I can't believe it. The fans are mad at them and they want them to teach us some sort of a lesson. It's what you got. So now we deal with it. So now I'm not gonna sit there and lie to everybody. It's on them. I'd love to get him motivated, but I would have got him motivated back in August. I would have got him motivated back in September. Now all of a sudden I'm going to go. Like if Kevin Stefanski goes out there and says a fire and brimstone speech, you think they're going to know something's up for the first time ever? Tom Arth is their quarterback's coach. He's back in town. Great. Tom Arth, who couldn't win a game at Akron. He'll certainly has a great chance to win a game up at the stadium.
I forgot that he was helping out with the Steelers.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's not good, man. It is not good. This is a bad feeling. I heard Afternoon Drive talking about it yesterday. you know, it has gotten to a point where, like, some sort of action is just, it's going to have to be taken after the end of this, at the end of this year, some way. I mean, I'm not going to be sitting there calling, I never call for jobs, but there is a time where I will look at everybody and say, enough's enough. You would make the decision now. I wouldn't make that decision even tomorrow. It's too far beyond driven. I would start to maybe put together succession plans of what could possibly happen. I would do that. But after this game, I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine me being very angry. I can't imagine me saying I would make these decisions tomorrow if it doesn't go our way. And I can't find a lot of Browns fans saying it's going to go their way. They're mad at him. And people are saying they're going to run it back. You can't run it back. Listen to these people. Listen to these callers. You can't do that. And we are having big existential crises over this football team in a week 12, in a week 12 game, the night of the game, the morning of the game. We're having these crises. Whatever. And this is, come on, man, this isn't what a season is supposed to be. And so to say, well, we're just going to run it back. No. Because, yeah, you will fill up the stadium tonight. I don't know what you're going to do when you welcome in some of them other teams coming up in 2025. Something's going to have to change. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. So I was traveling for work, and I was talking to different NFL fan base people here. The Bears, they hate their owner. They want their coach they hate. They're beyond, you know, belief in terms of, like, how bad they think their team is run. My other colleague is a Tennessee fan, and they're talking about a $3 billion stadium with $15,000 PSLs, and their team sucks too. And if you think that we're alone in the NFL in terms of just this angst, maybe there's a slight bit of you know, like, you know, a sharing of the pain that nationally horribly run teams are engaging in. But if you think that this particular management group is somehow going to be able to they can't manage a football team and put a winning product on there, but they're going to come up with this multi-jurisdictional domed thing in a place that has no infrastructure next to an airport, and somehow,
wait a minute, we're turning this into a dome call here, Demos.
No. They could do a open roof. I don't care about that. I'll be there tonight, and it doesn't matter about the weather. But I'm just saying that this management group can't put a team on the field, and we're supposed to entrust them with this pie in the sky future and everything else like that. It's a bunch of crap, and they've sold us this crap the entire time. And Haslam, I have no idea how that guy has been able to maintain a major corporation. Maybe he's just too rich to fail at this point.
Well, they've been Demos. I'll say this: you ain't gonna like it. And thank you for the call. They've been good business people over the last how many years? We are obsessed with it because it's football and because the football team isn't doing that good. And as of right now, because remember, this whole thing started with a teardown. This whole group as it is, with DePodesta and the so-and-so, this started with a teardown. So you started by tearing it down to the studs. You took 2 years to try to start to build anything there. It's been an eight-year process here. 8 years. And you've got two playoff appearances here. And you're in a division. Yes, Cincinnati tore it down. They had to. They went and they got Joe Burrow. They've been more successful. Now they are 4-7. There are some questions of how they're going to be able to keep it together, and it does feel like their owner holds them back because of the money he's not willing to spend. Now, from what I know, the daughter's willing to spend the money, but she ain't altogether in charge right now. So that's a different situation, but it's still not a great one. And then you have two teams. When's the last time Baltimore had to tear it all the way down? Remember, they took Lamar Jackson, they traded back into the first round to get him. When's the last time Pittsburgh had to tear it down?
It was like no lag time.
1968? Is that the last time they had to quote-unquote tear it down? I mean, I remember Chuck Knoll quoted in A Football Life, quoted to his wife after they won that fourth Super Bowl, hey, be ready, we're old, and we haven't had high draft picks, and this is going to be difficult. They still didn't have to tear it down. So there are plenty of people out there listening right now, they've never seen a Pittsburgh Steelers tear down. We tore it down. It's been going on 8 years. We're 2-8 right now. And then when I tell you about the future and the nonstop bills that you have to pay on players who may not be here, that's a tough thing. And so something's going to have to change for those fans to come back to you. That's why, like, I was listening to Afternoon Drive yesterday, and when they were talking about, hey, you know, the Browns could lose support as opposed to how their base, as the baseball team, the basketball team, the baseball team's done well, the basketball team's obviously doing exceedingly well right now. Like, could there be a situation where the region is basketball first or something like that? I'm like, yeah, you know what? In today's day and age, I think there is a possibility to that. Because if you are charging people more and more, Guardians, Cavs, Browns, you're not going to pay less, you're going to pay more. If you're charging them more and more, eventually they're going to go in a rings culture of what we're in, what are you giving me back on my return? The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's willing to spend into oblivion. He proved it to us. At least he did it once. The Guardians, no, they won't spend into oblivion, but they still make it worth your while. The Browns, got to make it worth our while. And I think all these people calling in today, you're not making it worth their while.
Boy, they're all saying the same thing. They are all saying the same thing about not renewing season tickets, not spending their hard-earned money on this football team. Like, honestly, if you were truly trying to send a message, then tonight, if that place is plastered in black and gold, that does send the message.
And some of us will say, well, it doesn't matter. If they start out the season 6-3 next year, people will be right back. Yeah, that's the way they are. Prove it to them. You have to prove it to them. I mean, that's what the fans are telling you. You have to win. It's transactional now. And I think that it's become so negative this year or this week because people do hate the Steelers. They grew up hating the Steelers. And they have a bad feeling of what they think is going to happen later on tonight.